At this point in time, I believe we are experiencing the most intense spiritual warfare this world has ever seen. The chaos engulfing our society seems to indicate that we are living in the end times. The things happening around us are simply unbelievable and can only be explained as part of a greater, divine narrative. Christianity is under severe attack worldwide. In numerous countries, hundreds of thousands of Christians are being persecuted for their faith in Jesus Christ. Here in the United States, we seem oblivious to this persecution, yet it's clear that such trials could soon arrive on our shores. When that happens, I wonder how many people will turn their backs on their faith in Christ. The current state of the world feels like something out of a dystopian movie. I never imagined witnessing such events in my lifetime. My perspective has dramatically changed since I accepted Jesus and was baptized. It feels like a veil has been lifted from my eyes, revealing the true, horrifying nature of our world. The rampant evil and harsh realities I now see are almost too much to bear. However, I feel chosen by the Lord to share what I am witnessing with others, to help them understand the gravity of our situation. Our children are no longer safe, and their innocence is being exploited. The Bible calls on us to protect our children, yet they are being sold into slavery or used to satisfy the vile desires of pedophiles. Homosexuality is openly accepted, and people commit murder and theft without facing consequences. These daily occurrences reflect a society that is increasingly distancing itself from God and Christianity. I believe this moral decay is part of what Jesus warned about in the book of Matthew. It seems like Satan's ultimate plan is unfolding before our eyes, but I also believe that God is waiting for as many people as possible to be saved before the end comes. Despite the chaos, there is hope for Christians who have truly given their hearts to the Lord and accepted Jesus Christ as their Savior. Regardless of what happens, they are assured a place in heaven with the Lord. Satan has already lost the battle for their souls, which is why he relentlessly tempts and causes trouble. He knows his time is short, and his fury is evident in the increasing turmoil. What is ironic is that many of those who follow Satan believe they are headed for some sort of party in hell. They have been deceived into thinking it will be a place of fun and pleasure. The reality is far from this. They will suffer for eternity, tormented by the lies they believed. This eternal suffering is a sobering thought, one that makes me deeply sad for those who are lost. Jesus himself asked God to forgive those who persecuted him, saying, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." This sentiment applies to many people today who are unaware of the consequences of their actions. They are making their own choices, but they do not understand the gravity of their decisions. I can only hope that the end comes soon so that we can be with the Lord. I do not want to see my family suffer. I want to see the Lord rescue his children from this corrupt world. Satan has already lost the battle, and our ultimate victory is assured through Jesus Christ. In conclusion, the world is in a state of unprecedented spiritual warfare. Christianity is under attack, and society is descending into moral chaos. Despite this, Christians can take comfort in the promise of eternal life with the Lord. It is crucial for us to stay vigilant, keep our faith strong, and continue to spread the truth of the gospel to those who are lost. The end times may be near, but our hope and salvation through Jesus Christ remain steadfast and unshakable. We must recognize that the signs of the times are clear. The moral fabric of our society is unraveling at an alarming rate. We see rampant immorality, dishonesty, and blatant disregard for the sanctity of life. The sanctity of marriage is being attacked, and the traditional values that once held our communities together are being eroded. All these signs point to the fact that we are indeed in the last days. We are witnessing unprecedented natural disasters, wars, and rumors of wars. These events are not mere coincidences but are part of the prophetic timeline laid out in the Bible. Jesus spoke of these things in the Gospels, and we see them unfolding before our very eyes. Earthquakes, hurricanes, and other natural disasters are increasing in frequency and intensity. These calamities serve as a wake-up call, urging us to turn back to God and seek His face. Moreover, there is a growing apostasy within the church. Many who once professed faith in Christ are now turning away from the truth, embracing false doctrines and teachings that tickle their ears but lead them astray. This falling away from the faith is another sign of the end times, as prophesied in the scriptures. It is disheartening to see so many being deceived, but it also serves as a reminder that we must remain grounded in the truth of God's word. The rise of globalism and the push for a one-world government are also indicative of the times we are living in. The Bible speaks of a time when there will be a global leader, the Antichrist, who will deceive many and lead the world into darkness. We see the foundations being laid for this system of control, and it is a sobering reminder of the spiritual battle we are engaged in. As believers, we must stand firm in our faith and not be swayed by the prevailing winds of cultural change. We must hold fast to the teachings of Jesus and the truths of the Bible. The world may mock and ridicule us, but we must remember that our ultimate allegiance is to God, not to the approval of man. We are called to be salt and light in a dark and decaying world, to be a beacon of hope and truth in these troubled times. In these last days, it is more important than ever to stay connected to the body of Christ. We need the support and encouragement of fellow believers to stay strong in our faith. We must not forsake the assembling of ourselves together, as the writer of Hebrews exhorts us. In community, we find strength, encouragement, and accountability. Together, we can stand firm against the onslaught of the enemy. Prayer is our most powerful weapon in this spiritual battle. We must be diligent in our prayer lives, interceding for our families, our communities, and our world. Prayer aligns our hearts with God's will and empowers us to stand firm in the face of adversity. We must pray for revival, for a turning back to God, and for the salvation of those who are lost. Our prayers can move mountains and bring about miraculous change. The Word of God is our sword. We must immerse ourselves in the Scriptures, allowing God's truth to penetrate our hearts and minds. The Bible equips us for every good work and prepares us to stand against the schemes of the enemy. We must meditate on the Word day and night, letting it shape our thoughts, our actions, and our lives. In these turbulent times, we must also remember the importance of love. Jesus commanded us to love one another as He has loved us. Love is the mark of a true disciple of Christ. We must extend grace, compassion, and forgiveness to those around us, even to those who persecute us. Love has the power to transform hearts and to bring about reconciliation. In a world filled with hate and division, we are called to be ambassadors of God's love. Lastly, we must keep our eyes fixed on Jesus. He is the author and finisher of our faith, the one who has promised to be with us until the end of the age. No matter how dark the days may become, we have the assurance that Jesus is with us. He will never leave us nor forsake us. He is our refuge, our strength, and our ever-present help in times of trouble. In conclusion, we are indeed living in unprecedented times of spiritual warfare. The signs of the end times are all around us, pointing to the imminent return of our Lord Jesus Christ. As believers, we must stand firm in our faith, holding fast to the truth of God's word. We must remain vigilant, prayerful, and connected to the body of Christ. We must be beacons of love and hope in a world that is rapidly descending into chaos. And most importantly, we must keep our eyes fixed on Jesus, our Savior and King. For in Him, we have the victory. Satan has already been defeated, and our future is secure in the hands of our loving Father. Let us, therefore, press on with unwavering faith and steadfast hope, knowing that our redemption draws near.